Hello.
Hi, my name is Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. I just want to go for a quick survey with you on problems facing our nation, state, and local community. Am I speaking with Pablo?
Pablo's not here. I'm sorry. You got the wrong number.
No worries. Is anyone I can speak to who is a registered Democrat of New Jersey?
I vote as one, but I had registered as a Republican for a scholarship opportunity.
Okay. No, as a Democrat.
Yes, I vote as a Democrat.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, so I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you'll vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices of June 2024? Are you almost certain? Probably 50-50,
yes.
I don't think we'll vote.
Very certain.
Okay. What is your race?
I am white.
White. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, perfect. And what year were you born?
2005.
2005, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold and 100 means very warm. So the first person is Bill Murphy, Governor of New Jersey.
Bill Murphy, I can't stand him much. Actually, you don't want my narrative. I guess indifferent would be 50 because I don't know much.
No problem. Ravi Bala, the mayor of Hoboken.
I couldn't tell you, 50.
50, no problem. Rob Menendez, the U.S. Congressman.
Yeah, he's going to catch you with number 50.
50. Bob Menendez, the U.S. Senator.
I think you know what I'm going to pick now.
50. Yep. Stephen Phillip, the mayor of Jersey City.
Yes. Not Union City, Jersey City. Yeah, I don't know. It's a pretty shitty town, so I'm going to go with a 30.
30.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Andy Kim, South Jersey, U.S. Congressman.
50.
50. Tammy Murphy, First Lady of New Jersey.
This woman and badass. Let's go with the 60.
Ooh. And Joe Biden, President.
Go with the 73.
73. Okay.
Yes.
And when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
I'm an EMT and I just had a patient named Menendez, so that's all I got for you. I had nothing.
Don't know him. I'll say you don't know him. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you approve or disapprove of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? If you're unsure, you're unsure. Or the answers are strongly approved, somewhat. Yeah, unsure, no problem. If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, Patricia Campos Medina, Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Maybe you could help me here, but it would probably be the most neutral.
Yeah, I wouldn't
really tell you which one.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you can have other or undecided.
I guess I'll go with undecided.
Okay, yeah. If the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, Patricia Campos Medina, or Andy Kim? Or, again, undecided?
Yeah, I'll go with undecided there.
No problem.
I don't want to mess up your data.
Okay, and in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
I'll go with nothing at all.
Thank you. How closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
I guess the fact that I didn't know there were, well, I'd say not closely at all.
Okay. So please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Rod Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. So the answers are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, unsure, neither agree or disagree, or don't know.
Unless you want to give me a quick rundown of what's going down, I think I'm going to go with don't know.
Okay. I guess I'm going to put these questions, they're all about Rob Menendez and Bob Menendez. So
yeah,
if you don't
know,
do you want me to say you don't know?
Sounds good to me.
No problem. Okay, so I'm going to read you some statements about made by some critics and supporters of Rob Menendez. So I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So this will give you a bit more information about these people as well. So the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez, critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they're the only in public office to enrich themselves. The supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he's not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Which of them two statements come closer to your view, even if neither one is exactly right?
I would say the first one, only because I guess you don't need my reasoning per se, but I'd say the first one.
Yeah, no problem. So another two statements, critics and supporters. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowledge, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Which of them two?
I'd say the first one again.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to read you some brief statements about some candidates for Congress in your district. Just tell me when I read the statement if the statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. So Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda. He wants to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
That would make me very unlikely to vote for him.
Okay.
Whatever the highest one on that.
Okay. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up against the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
That'd make me very likely.
Very likely, okay. Rob Menendez's top priority is delivering from his constituents, no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests, cutting red tape, to putting money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safe and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment.
I guess the central one, the middle one, indifferent.
Okay, yeah, somewhat more likely.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. Hoboken Mayor Ravi Vala has a 15-year record of public service and has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Vala believes this moment requires a change that is momentous. He believes that healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, Reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet.
Very likely.
Very likely. The only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rob Menendez is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus and is fighting for migrant communities across the country.
Whatever's below, very likely.
So after hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
So I would probably go with the one, again, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time with the names, but I would go with the one who was more pro-choice and had more strict gun ones. I believe he was the second one you told me about.
Rob Menendez.
Yeah, I guess so, if that's the one I'm referring to.
Mm-hmm. No problem. So I'm going to read you a couple more statements about Ravi Bala, the candidate for Congress. So please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you feel less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. So Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared office space. In yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row.
Not at all likely.
Okay. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Ravi Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly.
Not at all likely.
Okay. Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala heaps praise on Chris Christie and talks publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman.
Whatever is above, not at all likely.
A little less likely.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So now after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary elections for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Menendez.
Menendez, okay. So just a final few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say you are more liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I guess I'll have to go with moderate.
Moderate. Perfect. Do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or living with friends or family?
Living with friends and family.
Okay. And what's the last year of schooling you've completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post, some college, four-year college graduate, postgraduate, or school or degree?
First to 11th.
First to 11th, okay. Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No.
No, okay. And finally, strictly for the verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Avery. A-V-E-R-Y.
A-V-E-R-Y. Perfect. Thank you. So thanks for your time. Would you be interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
Yeah, why not? Thank you for sharing my boredom.
Thank you. No problem. Thanks for taking the time to do that with me.
All right, have a lovely day, man.
You too. Thanks, Avery. Bye-bye.
Bye.